And finally, a few words about a new report on the state of the media. I blogged about this last week to give a shout out to a reporter we featured from Haiti who's been reporting from there and the Dominican Republic, not just in the immediate wake of the earthquake, but for years. I wanted to point out that it makes a difference to have people who really know a subject available to share what they know. So just when I was starting to feel better about life comes new information today from the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism that demonstrates just how many resources have been sucked out of the mainstream media in recent years. We'll have a link on our site if you want to check it out. The report says that newspapers now spend $1.6 billion less on reporting and editing than they did a decade ago. Network TV is down by hundreds of millions since their peak in the 1980s. Local TV is down by some 1,600 jobs in the last 2 years alone. Only cable news among commercial news sectors did not suffer declining revenue and layoffs last year, probably because cable is supported by long-term subscriptions. The report noted that there is, quote, tremendous energy in efforts around the country to do journalism in the media age, unquote. But while the resources flowing into these efforts seem large on paper, to use a quaint term, about $141 million since 2006, that is a fraction of the resources pouring out. And so what does this mean? We can't be sure, but it certainly means fewer people reporting and editing the news. It means traditional news outlets trying to do as much or more to cover their communities with fewer people. Technology helps in this field, as it does in so many others. I can still remember the wacky little Radio Shack computer I used to file my first stories as a rookie reporter. You could see maybe three or four lines at once, and I still remember the mad scramble to find a payphone on the road so you could download the files. Needless to say, we don't do that anymore. With wireless transmissions, you can write, edit, and upload your whole piece while munching a sandwich. But it doesn't change the fundamental fact that knowledge is still aggregated by human beings who, for want of a better way to put it, connect the dots. Here's the big scary question. Who's going to be left to do that? Now, I realize there are those who will argue the mainstream media brought its decline in itself either by being too slow to adapt to change, factors like the increasingly diverse population of the country, or by being too ideological without admitting to it and thus turning off conservative news consumers. Now, the diversity issue is complex. On the one hand, it is true that minorities have had to fight their way into the story, both into the newsrooms and to the narratives those newsrooms are delivering. But if diversity were the only issue, then alternative ethnic media would be in better shape than it is. And it isn't, except for those outlets that focus on lifestyle and entertainment and not hard news. As for the rise of partisan media, which sets itself up as a counter to the perceived liberal bias of the mainstream, this has been going on in Europe and Latin America for years, where news outlets are identified with partisan interests. What's new is the American model, where the media has tried to speak to a vital center. And frankly, those who think that the media is unrelentingly liberal are blind to the inherent conservatism and status quo-ism, if I can call it that, of news people, if only because their bias is to the reality they see in front of them, and their primary sources tend to be people who represent the status quo, like law enforcement, government officials, and corporate leaders. No, I think something else is going on here, and I think that what is going on here has as much to do both with our relative affluence and the sense of entitlement that flows from that, but also, conversely, a sense of disconnection from the forces that shape our lives. Our ever fancier new phones make us think that because we can download restaurant reviews for free, that all content is or should be free. And in my view, the increasing complexity and cost of our politics makes people throw up their hands and plug in those earbuds. But as we know, freedom isn't free, and neither is knowledge. So what are we going to do about this, people? And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.